Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's gospel talks about receiving enlightenment from our Lord and then being generous in communicating that light to others. Our Lord says, "Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear." What does that mean? Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear. It means those who are disposed and want to know the truth and are ready to obey the truth once it's known. Those are the people who have ears to hear. Okay, it doesn't refer to those who, let's say, go to Mass because they have to. Now, this is what the letter to the Hebrews talks about in the first reading. We should not stay away from our assembly. We should go to Mass on Sunday. We should not stay away from our assembly, as is the custom of some, but encourage one another. Right? But we don't want to go to Mass because we have to. We don't want to hear the Word of God because it's required of us. We want to hear the Word of God because we want to know the truth. And in knowing the truth, we want to put it into practice. And so anyone who has ears to hear, who wants to know the truth and is ready to put it into practice, ought to hear. And then our Lord says, take care what you hear. That is, assimilate everything you can. Listen diligently. And put it into practice with fervor. And so our light, our Lord communicating the light of his truth to us, he who is the light of the world, then once we've received it, he expects us then to communicate it to others. And so he says, is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed and not to be placed on a lampstand? So this light that we receive isn't just for us, but it's to be communicated to others. It is to be placed on a lampstand to shine and enlighten others as well. And to do this with generosity. Our Lord says, the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. You see that? So the more effort we make to communicate and evangelize others, the more light we will receive from Christ. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. To the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Cornelius Lapide has a good explanation of this, which is difficult to understand just, you know, by reading it. But he says that theologians distinguish having in first and second act. In first act of having means simply possessing. But having in second act means using. All right, and that distinction makes clear what our Lord is talking about. To the one who has in second act, that is, the one who is using the light he received, more will be given. From the one who has not in second act, that is, the one who is not using the light he's received, even what he has in first act, even the light he possesses, will be taken away. You see how we have to use all of the gifts that God has given us for his glory and not be that wicked and lazy servant who buries the talent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Et Jesum benedicat. through